Thank you, distinguished chair, excellencies, distinguished panelists, colleagues and friends. I'm delighted to join you at this 10th forum on minority issues, and I welcome your focus this year on the rights of young people from minority communities. This is an issue of great concern to my office. In more and more countries, across a wide range of geographic, political, and economic contexts, the rights of minorities are being neglected, abandoned, or trampled. All of us are painfully aware of the disgraceful atrocities against the Rohingya and the Yazidis, but it would be simply impossible to enumerate here the names of every community in Asia, Africa, the Americas, Europe, and the Middle East and North Africa, which is currently voicing rising concerns about discrimination, deprivation, violence, forced displacement, and to varying degrees, persecution. We hear from numerous young people from minority communities that they are viewed with suspicion by teachers, police, prospective employers, and by ordinary citizens in their neighborhoods and streets. They tell us they are held back from educational and employment opportunities and are trapped in a deepening cycle of poverty. Young people are fighting harder than ever today just to be respected, simply to have a future. In many cases, young women from minority communities face additional burdens. Although important progress has been realized on women's human rights, when the aggregated data is analyzed with respect to racial or ethnic origin, migration status, and minority status, shocking inequalities are revealed. Women from minority groups are more likely to live in poverty. Their access to health services, their progress in education, their right to shelter, to live free from fear, and to participate in decision-making, all are curtailed by multiple intersecting and bitter forms of discrimination which continue in every region of the world to hold them back. This morning's discussion will look at the challenges and opportunities offered by digital media technologies for minority youth and young women in particular. This is a particularly interesting topic in terms of human rights because in many ways we may be at a turning point in this regard. Clearly, digital technologies can be a powerful equalizer, bringing information and perspectives to people in remote areas and giving them a voice and an audience for their concerns. But currently, what we are seeing in several countries is that minority communities do not have access to the digital universe, so that the tools deepen inequalities instead of ending them. We need to break down the digital divides which are suffered by members of minority communities, especially women. We must sharply increase our awareness of and action against online hate speech, stalking, and incitement to violence. But online is just one area where we need massive structural change to affirm the rights of members of minority groups, including women and youth. The fact is, 25 years after the Declaration on the Rights of Persons Belonging to National or Ethnic, Religious, and Linguistic Minorities, many of the world's states continue to fail in upholding the rights of minorities. The Declaration's message of inclusion, equality, and respect for different cultures are being challenged by policies, laws, and actions that enable or even promote discrimination and hatred, and which fail to acknowledge and redress the harms of the past. This is not only damaging, of course, for the rights of the individuals concerned, it is actively corroding the shared values that every society needs. Upholding minority rights is not only the right thing to do, it is a powerful way to diffuse tensions, prevent conflict, and facilitate broad-based economic prosperity. Driving wedges between people, building walls of suspicion and grievance, repressing fundamental civil, political, economic, and social rights, and attempting to erase or dismantle linguistic or cultural identities, these are the measures which harm everyone. No society will ever find sustainable harmony and peace without justice, and development will always be impeded by when members of societies are held back. In spite of the divisive rhetoric that has been echoing from various corners of the world in several countries, my colleagues report the beginnings of a counter-movement. Networks of activists, often led by youth, who are standing up and speaking out for human rights, including minority rights. These agents of change are using street protests, social media, mixing new and old forms of activism. New platforms are being created, and as our Assistant Secretary General recently pointed out, we are proud of the role of former OHCHR minority fellows, whose recent achievements range from a Roma youth network in Moldova to a linguistic rights forum in Cameroon. Dear friends, as we approach the second half of this forum, please allow me to welcome all of you and encourage you to speak up. Put your skills to work, take a stand. We are here to pool together our thoughts, our energy, our experiences, and our hopes to better face the challenges which all of us share in one form or another. We need you to uphold the values of equality and justice, to resist policies of exploitation and hate, and to help build governance which serves the people. We need your energy. We need your conviction. We need you to your understanding that on this fragile, increasingly interconnected planet, no nation or group can truly or durably flourish when others are crushed. We need your skills, your insights, your vision. We need you to stand up for the values of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which helped end the churning cycle of world wars, and which lit the path for millions of people to overturn empires and cast off poverty. Minorities, minority youth, are not a threat. They are under threat. They do not undermine social harmony and security. They enrich society with a diversity of outlooks, experience, and skills. One day at a time, 1 hour at a time, one person after another, together, we can face the challenges of hatred, despair, and selfishness, and build a world which gives everyone a chance to flourish. I thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.